this truth of a head. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob and Your Life.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Thank you to all 1,100 volunteers who helped bring in 131,000 signatures to the Secretary of State's office last week to get personhood on the ballot. We're waiting eagerly for the Secretary of State's office to certify that this Amendment 48 will be on the ballot. We're waiting. And so, of course, we'll all find out together. It'll be in the news, not only in Colorado, but all over the country and even in Europe, undoubtedly. I'd like to chat about a couple issues that are, well, not quite as important as killing kids, but important. The scientists who reject the global warming agenda. This is a great article by Bob Unruh on WorldNet Daily. Just a few scientists rejecting the global warming agenda. How many scientists is it? 31,000 scientists. Wow, that's pretty good. So we'll get into that. And then the DNC is coming to town, the definitely not Christian group, the DNC, the destroys unborn children group, the DNC, the Democratic National Convention. They're coming to town, and they have achieved a milestone. They put out their RFP, their request for proposal, to Denver area caterers. And they have to make sure that everything is green. Green, and that means eco-friendly. And this is hysterical. They worked on the requirement for the caterer for months. The DNC had people assigned to making sure the meals would be environmentally friendly. They worked on this for months. And it's finally out. They just put out the RFP. And the Denver area caterers are looking at this document. And they're thinking, okay, how do we make food that complies with these regulations? So we'll talk through that in a bit. Also, there's a Nick Agro, who's the owner of a catering company in Commerce City. And it's called World Peas Catering. That's funny. Visualize world peace, right? Be a good liberal, visualize world peace. And so they're saying that they want the food to be grown locally. They want it to be fresh and natural and organic. And he said, you know, Colorado has a very dry climate and we don't have everything available grown naturally that you might have somewhere else that's not such an arid state. So, but this stuff is funny. They tell you what colors the food has to be and how many colors have to be in each meal. And you're not allowed to serve any liquids in plastic containers. And it's just really funny. So we'll get a look at that. Foods have to come in at least three of the following five colors: red, green, yellow, and blue or purple and white. And garnishes are not included. So, I mean, this is really funny. This is funny that the DNC, now the DNC is coming to Colorado. So our hope is to welcome them, give them a good Colorado welcome when they get here. And we need your help to pull this off. We need your help to pull this off. We'll need people who are willing to come on out. I'll give you an idea. We have planning meetings every 2 weeks. We're going to start them soon, once a week on a Sunday afternoon. And they're for, you know, different projects during the week of the DNC in August. And I'll give you one of the projects, one of the small ones that we're going to do. It's a Clinton watch. We'll be having a Clinton watch during the DNC. And that's because at the convention center downtown, where they will be holding this, about a block away, unfortunately, this should be against the law, it should be criminal, but but it's not criminal to trade in human sexuality. To sell sex is legal in America in all different ways. Well, there's what they call an adult nightclub. That's a misuse of the term adult. It's perversion. But there's a strip joint about a block away from the convention center where the DNC will hold their event. And then there are also others close by. So our plan is to have a Clinton watch where we will have people posted at the entrances with signs that say Clinton watch. And we will be taking pictures of Democratic perverts going into the strip joints and then uploading them to the internet. And so that's one project. That's a small project. And that's easy to do. Now, the strip joint owners will be enraged because that could hurt their business. Because, you know, some people have no shame, but a lot of men are married and have families and business associates, and they would be embarrassed to have their picture on the internet going into a strip joint. I mean, Google agreed to modify all their software and start blurring people's faces on their street view because one guy in San Francisco was caught just by random chance coming out of a strip joint. So because one guy's a pervert, the whole country is going to get a less valuable asset resource on the internet. I mean, you might be able to find criminals. So at any rate, perhaps you could be part of the Clinton watch during the DNC. I mean, that's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. It's a bit confrontational. It's important that conservative Christians speak with authority and say that it's dehumanizing to women to treat them as sex objects, and it should be illegal to trade in human sexuality. That is a crime. That's a crime. And sex should only be legal between a man and a woman in marriage. That's it. God said, do not commit adultery, and all other sexual activity should be criminal outside of marriage. And if that were the law, as it had been for centuries, for millennia, if that were the law, then there would be a dozen major fights we would not be fighting right now, if that were the law. But most Christian national ministries, they don't know that adultery should be against the law. They think you have a right to commit adultery. They think it's a sin. Like laziness is a sin, right? Should laziness be against the law? Should the police come, knock on your door? Ma'am, we heard your husband is lazy. No, it's not a crime, but it's a sin. And not all sins are crimes. But adultery is a sin that is also a crime, just like murder and stealing and bearing false witness against your neighbor. These are crimes. And God is concerned about what behavior is criminal. If you were to decriminalize kidnapping, God would be angry. The same thing with murder. The same thing with adultery. So one of our projects during the DNC event will be our Clinton watch. And we hope that you could participate. Of course, you could call us here at Bob and Yart Live, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. And you could be a part of that. We have so many projects underway that we need your help with. We need people who could travel out of state. I'll be traveling out of state leading a team for some very important projects to support Colorado's personhood effort out of state. And we need people to join in on those efforts. We've already got about a half a dozen people who have said, count us in. We want to go. We can travel. We got the money. You need some flexibility and you need some money to be able to get across the country, put yourself up for a few days in a hotel, provide for your own expenses, but then we'll be working together like 15 hours a day. And I don't want to say exactly what the projects are, but they're great. Not yet, anyway. And then we have local Colorado projects that are so vitally important. And then we have an internet project. An internet project that if you can commit 5 hours or more of your time, 5 hours or more working either at your home computer or your work computer, you know, during your lunch hour, whatever, if you could commit 5 hours of your time, we're putting together a team and we really need your help. We got quite a few people signed up so far, but boy, do we need a lot more. Oh, and have you noticed there's a new sign-up sheet on the Collaborators Project website, collaboratorsproject.com. And let me tell you that the Weitz Company did something for the anti-abortion movement. They gave a focus and a centerpiece, a hub for the national effort against collaborators. In Portland, Oregon, the general contractor for Planned Parenthood's new mega abortion clinic out in Portland, Oregon. You know, that's where Barack Obama got 75,000 people to come out for his speech a few days ago because there are a lot of child killers in Oregon. And so they're excited to support another child killer. That's why people loved Bill Clinton, because he made lying fornicators feel good about themselves. So there's a lot of wickedness in Portland, Oregon, and Planned Parenthood there was building their own mega abortion clinic, and the general contractor quit. And there's good reason to believe now the local pro-life leader who was taking action against the architect on the project and the general contractor and other collaborators, he came out to Denver, Colorado. He met with Will Duffy, the founder of the Collaborators Project. They talked about what's happening here in Denver that's so successful, what they're doing out there. And the general contractor for Planned Parenthood quit. Maybe I could find their name, the name of the company. I got it. I'll look through my notes while we're talking. But so the Collaborators Project has given a vision and a folk. Oh, here it is. Walsh Construction. They quit. They're not building the abortion clinic in Portland. Praise God for that. And we're making Weitz the example. Billion-dollar company, Weitz. Billion-dollar company. And they're building Auschwitz here in Denver, the nation's largest abortion facility, 52,000 square feet in a minority neighborhood, which is typical for Planned Parenthood. So the Collaborators Project is doing a fabulous job against Weitz. They had their trucks out around Denver, downtown Denver, for hours today. And Colorado Right to Life helped out with their truth truck. In fact, at North Creek and Cherry Creek in Denver, North Creek is like, what, a $1 billion renovation project, residential and commercial. They're building Hermes there. And Weitz has got a big part of that project. And so there are these huge aborted baby pictures all over this ritzy, one of the ritziest sections of Denver this morning. And the plan is for them to be there for a couple of years because the Weitz Company is building this Hermes upscale fashion store, retail outlet. So, oh, and by the way, the Collaborators Project, they have a fabulous project coming up next week. Just fabulous. I mean, this will be historic. You'll want to be involved if you could. So please go online to collaboratorsproject.com. Put in your email there so you could stay in the loop. And also, I'm going to give out our phone number once more before I take a call. Our phone number, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. Oh, and this, 31,000 scientists reject global warming agenda. Mr. Gore's movie, Al Gore's movie, has claims that no informed expert endorses. And this is great. And Bob Unruh is such an excellent journalist over at WorldNet Daily. More than 31,000 scientists across the U.S., including more than 9,000 PhDs. That's a lot. In fields such as atmospheric science, climatology, earth science, environment, and dozens of other specialties, have signed a petition. Now, we got 131,000 signatures, right? They got 31,000. That's not bad for a bunch of scientists. What do they know? That's not bad. What do they know about circulating a petition? They're scientists. They're geeks. But they got 31,000 scientists sign a petition rejecting global warming, the assumption that the human production of greenhouse gases is damaging the earth. That's just a great story, isn't it? It's hysterical. Let's go to the phones. Now, I know this caller. He's with Colorado Right to Life, and he is the coordinator for their truth truck, Vic Lopez. Vic, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Bob, how are you doing today?
Doing great, sir. That is a tremendous truth truck you guys have with massive pictures showing people what abortion really is.
Yeah, Bob, and you know the truth hurts, but we got to get it out there so that these people can be exposed for the killers they truly are.
Yeah, that's true. This is what they're doing to kids. The truth truck is so powerful. And, Vic, you know when it's really powerful? When it's tied to a project.
That's
like,
right.
Like the truck right now has on both sides of it, it's a huge panel truck, massive signs, pictures of babies that have been aborted. And it says the word abortion and that these kids have been killed by an abortionist. And then it says, courtesy of the White's Company.
Yeah. Bob, I'm calling for a couple of reasons. Yeah. One of them is the DNC convention coming in August.
Yeah.
And it's kind of tied to the main reason I'm calling. I'd like anybody who might be interested, think they can drive a truck, to go ahead and give Bob Vineyard Live a call or Colorado Right to Life.
Either way, we could be the conduit. Yeah, but so, Vic, as a coordinator of the truth truck, you're saying that you need drivers.
Yes, sir. What we'd like to see happen is people, if they could do it regularly so that we could know we could depend on people once a week, once every 2 weeks.
I see.
Once a month. You know, there's room for everybody, and it's not really big. They can go to, what is it, Bob, thetruthtruck.com?
Well, truthtruck.com is Ron Brock's website.
Right. There are photographs there if they wanted to get an idea of what the truck looks like, though.
Oh, are there? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, you're telling me something. I'm glad to hear that.
Truthtruck.com. I got that from Keith Mason, our friend Keith Mason.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I see it right there, truthtruck.com.
Okay, great.
All right.
Well, we'd like to see that happen so that this truck can, you know, like the Lord gives us resources that we're supposed to be stewards of, and that'd be an excellent resource to be a good steward with.
Yes, and you don't need a special license to drive this truck. Is that true?
That's correct. Just probably a five-minute conversation about what and what not to do with regard to safety and interaction with the public, and you're off.
And I know, Vic, that you have some procedures, and the drivers have to be credentialed in some way. Like if some pro-abort volunteers to drive the truck and is going to drive it off into the Death Valley and leave it somewhere, we need to credential the drivers, obviously, make sure we know who they are and that
right.
They're pro-life.
Yeah, we'd prefer that they be a member of good standing in a local Christian church, you know. And it's not incredibly detailed. And
no.
By the way, Bob, if a pro-abort drove it out into Death Valley and stayed in it, I think I could take that.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
No.
Okay, so the thing with the DNC, I'm gonna take a few days off that week. I don't know, maybe even the whole week. You know, that's a good way to donate your time.
Donate your time, yeah.
And we'd like to see if we couldn't have that truck out just about every day.
Every day for the DNC. And it's not only, you know, downtown, because there are all kinds of significant events, locations. You know, you want to get to some of the most influential people in the country. You don't hang out just at the convention center. You go to the hotel where they're staying. You go to the restaurants where they eat, and you protest there.
Right.
With the pictures of the unborn children. But there's so much more than that we're planning on doing while the DNC is here. That's why we need people's help.
Okay, Bob, I got to run, but like I say, please, if you think you could do it at all,
call
Bob in here live or Colorado Right to Life, and we'll get you going.
God bless you. Vic Lopez, coordinator of the Truth Truck for Colorado Right to Life. Their phone number, 303-753-9394, 303-753-9394. I tell you, one gal, the Truth Truck was going through downtown Denver, and one gal came around a corner of a building on the 16th Street Mall, and the truck was stopped there at a red light. She saw the truck, and she jumped back, almost like she was hit with a baseball bat. And she said, Oh my, look at that. And it's a reminder to people that Planned Parenthood is killing kids. These are kids that they're killing. These are children that they're killing. Abortion is always wrong because it's a baby. It's always wrong to kill a baby. So, okay. Before I get back to this story about the scientist, I mentioned briefly yesterday we had a wonderful interview with Johnny Samuel, pastor from Indonesia. If you missed that, you need to hear it about the persecution of Christians in his home country of Indonesia. And I don't know if you noticed the translator, Shirley Samuel, his daughter, she was speaking two different languages, Indonesian and Chinese, because her father speaks Mandarin, Chinese, and she is fluent in Mandarin, but she hasn't used it in 4 years. And so her Indonesian language is more current. So I asked the question in English. She translated it to him in Indonesian. He responded to her in Mandarin, and she translated back into English. You want to talk about how brilliant a young Christian woman is, Shirley Samuel, and how God made us wired for communication and language? All right, petitionproject.org. That's the 31,000 scientists who have rejected global warming. There is no convincing scientific evidence that human release of carbon dioxide, methane, or other greenhouse gases is causing or will in the foreseeable future cause catastrophic heating of the Earth's atmosphere and disruption of the Earth's climate, the petition states. It's pretty exciting. The pro-lifers in Colorado got 131,000 signatures, but these scientists, and they've been doing this for some years, it's building, they've got 31,000 scientists who have said there is no global warming, and that's just a kick. I mean, it used to be the Christians that were mocked, somebody standing on a street corner with a sign saying, "The end is near. The end of the world is coming." Now it's Al Gore. Al Gore and the liberals. Okay. Okay, so, and you know what? There are a lot of kids who are afraid. Kids go to bed afraid at night that they're going to die because of global warming. That's cruel. That's cruel. It's stupidity. It's absurdity. These are control freaks. And by the way, they're all hypocrites. What do you want to bet? Planned Parenthood has these fundraisers at these mansions. What do you want to bet the people who own the mansions all are advocates of fighting global warming? And they have carbon footprints the size of megasaurs. Okay. And yesterday, at the beginning of yesterday's show, I mentioned in passing the California Supreme Court's ruling striking down their state's ban on homosexual marriage. And so it was a 4-3 decision. Four judges on the California Supreme Court said the state must allow homosexual marriage. And so people in Bob and Your Lives audience that we've been on the air for 17 years, people in our audience had an initial question in their minds. As soon as they hear about a wicked ruling, what's the first question in your mind? Were the judges Republicans? That's the first question. And guess what? Bob and Yurt Live, our radio programs, get downloaded. I'll tell you how many times they get downloaded in a year, all over the country. 600,000 times. In a year, that's how many times all the Bob and Your Live radio shows, all our programs get downloaded a combined 600,000 times in 1 year. So praise God for that and that outreach. So there are people in all 50 states, believe me, Hawaii, Alaska, Florida, all the little states like New York, all 50 states listening to this show. And when they heard that ruling, California Supreme Court overturns ban on homosexual marriage, requires state to legalize homosexual marriage, the first question they had was, were these judges Republican? So it turns out that there were four judges who ruled that California must permit gay marriage, that there's a fundamental right for homosexuals to marry. Yeah, right. And the judges who ruled this, the Chief Justice, his name is Ron George. He is a Republican appointed by California Republican Governor Pete Wilson. And the judges, they're all Republican judges except for one. Three Republicans and one Democratic judge. So that once again, the ruling by a California judge that banned homeschooling unless you have a teaching certificate issued from a college, a teaching college, whatever, that was issued by a Republican judge. Dover, Pennsylvania, that hostile ruling against creationist Christians, forbidding the teaching of intelligent design even, which is a watered-down version of, obviously, there must be some intelligence in the creation. That judge was appointed as a federal judge, nominated by George W. Bush. And you read his ruling, that Dover, Pennsylvania anti-creation ruling a year ago, it was hostile toward Christians and hostility. And so those of you who are told by, I don't know, some national ministry, JSeculo, ACLJ, National Right to Life, Focus on the Family, that what we need are more Republican judges, you should start following up and asking why. Wasn't abortion legalized by Republican judges? It was Republicans in Colorado at Roe v. Wade. A Republican justice on the Supreme Court wrote Roe v. Wade. It was a Republican court that upheld Roe v. Wade. It's a Republican court today that's pro-homosexual, pro-abortion, and so on. Hey, Maranatha has their brand new student center being built. Boy, you got to see the plans for that. They broke ground. And what a great school in Arvada, Maranatha Christian College. May God bless you all.